Hey there, awesome humans. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom and real talk about navigating this crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into something that's seriously close to my heart. Prioritizing your mental health in a world that seems determined to keep you on overdrive. Ever feel like there's just not enough time in the day? Like you're constantly juggling deadlines, obligations, and expectations, all while trying to squeeze in some semblance of a personal life. You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing with TDoS and every little stressor feels like it could derail your whole day? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Neglecting your mental health isn't an option. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like we wouldn't skip meals or avoid exercise because life is busy, we can't afford to ignore our mental well-being. So, how do we prioritize it in this fast-paced world? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to help you make some serious shifts. First up, recognize that busy doesn't equal important. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of activity and assume that being constantly on the go equates to productivity. But trust me, it's a slippery slope. You know that feeling when you're running around like a headless chicken, but nothing actually gets done? Yeah, not exactly productive. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and don't align with your goals. Remember, saying no is a powerful tool for creating space in your life, both mentally and physically. Number 2, embrace the power of mindfulness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness sounds like another buzzword. But hear me out. It's not about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras, although that can be cool too. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. It's about taking a few minutes each day to just breathe, notice your senses, and appreciate the little things. Think of it like a mental refresh button. Just a few moments of mindfulness can help you calm your racing mind, reduce stress, and gain a sense of clarity. Third, prioritize movement. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a six-pack, although that's a nice bonus. It's a proven mood booster, stress reliever, and energy enhancer. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk in nature, or hitting the gym. Even 15 minutes of movement can make a world of difference in how you feel both physically and mentally. Next up, cultivate meaningful connections. Remember, we are social creatures. We thrive on connection and belonging. Make time for the people who bring joy into your life, whether it's catching up with friends, having dinner with family, or simply sharing a laugh with a colleague. These connections provide support, laughter, and a sense of purpose, which are all crucial for mental well-being. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be nice. Self-care is about actively nurturing your mind, body, and soul. It's about setting boundaries, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, engaging in activities you enjoy, and making time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Think of self-care as an investment in your overall well-being. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. A few months ago, I was juggling a crazy workload, deadlines were looming, and I was feeling completely overwhelmed. I remember hitting that point when my brain felt fried and every little thing seemed to set me off. Instead of pushing through, I decided to take a step back. I cancelled some non-essential commitments, carved out time for walks in nature, and prioritized getting enough sleep. And you know what? It made all the difference. That's right, folks, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When we prioritize our mental health, we create a ripple effect that benefits every aspect of our lives. We become more resilient, productive, and capable of handling life's challenges with grace. So, what are you going to do today to make your mental well-being a priority? Maybe it's saying no to an extra meeting, taking a few minutes for mindfulness, or simply connecting with someone you love. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Now go out there and rock your day, knowing that you're taking care of yourself every step of the way. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.